The FT.
The World Health Organization has said it expects the Ebola epidemic in West Africa to peak by early December before international action reverses the upward trend. In the studio with me is Clive Cookson, science correspondent, to discuss the development. Hi, Clive.
Hi, Fiona.
Given that the predicted peak of up to 10,000 cases a week is so high, it's not exactly good news, is it?
It isn't. The level of new cases now is about 1,000 people infected per week, of whom more than half are unfortunately dying. So we're talking about an increase of maybe 5 or 10 times the number of new cases over the next couple of months. And that's, of course, assuming that these projections are right, and it's very, very hard to get a handle on the figures.
Did the WHO explain how they reached their projections?
Well, they've got some pretty sophisticated medical mathematicians and statisticians who have projected on the basis of new infections, and they're beginning to take account of the big international effort that is now just starting to have an impact. Put all that into the pot, and you get a peak in early December with 5 or 10,000 new cases, and then hopefully a decline.
What did they say about the toll so far?
The toll so far is about 9,000 cases and 4,500 deaths. Now, everyone says that's a big underestimate. Probably the real total is 2 or 3 times higher than that. And the number is going up.
And what's the WHO strategy to combat the disease?
There are two main parts of it. It's called 70-70. The idea is that each new case should be isolated so that he or she doesn't infect anyone else. And the target is by December that 70% of new cases will be isolated in that way. The other 70% refers, sadly, to burials. In other words, at least 70% of those who die of Ebola should be buried in a safe way so that traditional practices of touching and washing the dead body no longer take place and the corpse won't infect anyone new.
Did the WHO say where the disease was spreading fastest?
There are two areas of particular concern. One is in the capital cities of the three affected countries, Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea. It's completely out of control there. And the other area that's causing concern is along the border of Liberia and Guinea with the Ivory Coast. Now, the Ivory Coast, or Côte d'Ivoire, doesn't have Ebola at the moment. There's a real danger it could spread in from these two neighbouring countries and get going there. And that would be a disaster, of course.
But I get the impression that it was reasonably optimistic that the disease can be tackled and eventually wiped out.
The hope is that it can be wiped out. If not, if it remains in West Africa as an endemic disease, to use the jargon, it'll be very bad for that part of the world. But previous, admittedly far smaller outbreaks in Central Africa have all been stopped. It's been wiped out in people. The reason there have been new outbreaks is because it's spread from the animals in whom the virus lives. These are thought to be fruit bats. Fruit bats come into contact with people, partly because they're eaten as bushmeat. So if it can be wiped out in people in West Africa, it might reappear there. The worst thing would be continuous transmission between people in West Africa. That's what the World Health Organization thinks and hopes we can avoid.
Thank you very much, Clive.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.